This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Abounding relationships. Recently, in the course of my study, I realized some of the things that technology has brought into our world, some of the advantages and some of the disadvantages. One of the main disadvantages I find is in the fact that we don't allow relationships to breathe anymore. We don't allow relationships to have enough space. We don't allow people to be themselves because we all have our phones. So I could, when I was much younger and there were no phones in Nigeria, for example, the couple, husband and wife, they would see each other in the morning. They would maybe share the same bed, not maybe, they would share the same bed at night, wake up in the morning. Husband will go to work, wife will go to work, and they will not see each other or talk to each other until they get back in the evening to be together. And their relationships in those days, while there are so many that are also dysfunctional, but most of their relationships in those days made a lot of sense. In today's reality, we are supposed to be brought together, to be drawn closer with technology. I discovered that it is for many, it is very harmful rather than helpful, because then it becomes, you did not check in. You are supposed to send me a message. I want to be on a video call with you from morning till night. I want to, you must be flashing me, or you must be calling, or it becomes a monitoring tool, thereby fostering all sorts of insecurities, damaging people emotionally, making people unnecessarily anxious, apprehensive. If you don't hear from somebody in 2 hours, your head is already thinking of something, and you are assuming a lot of things, and just doesn't work the way it should. You see, you must take charge of your life. Don't allow yourself to be controlled by things. You're supposed to control things. Don't allow yourself to become a victim of what is supposed to make you, to make your life better. When you decide to relinquish control and you decide to give control to things to help you that are supposed to help you, these things will lord over you. They will rule over you. In any kingdom where the creation is ruling over the creator, there will always be chaos. Because you made it, therefore, you should control it. It is very important that we all get this. Do not allow your gadget to determine whether you are going to be happy or not. A young man met a lady at the bank just this last week. Said, the cashier, he needed to change his SIM. He had in his phone a UK SIM, and he needed to remove the SIM and put in the Nigerian SIM so that he can get, they were supposed to send him a text message, automated text message from the bank to his phone. And he had changed the SIM because he had traveled, he just came back. So he needed to put the Nigerian SIM back into the phone. In order to remove the SIM card from his phone, he needed a sharp object. So he saw this young lady and he asked her politely if he can have a hearing, just one, so that he can use the hearing to open the SIM card slot in his phone. And then that was how they became friends. They exchanged numbers. And they had a good conversation. He was able to do his business. And between the time he left the bank and the time he would get to his house in VGC in Lagos, the girl had called him 22 times and sent him several messages. So this young man reached out to me and said, I met this lady, I like her, but is this not a problem? Like, we just met some minutes ago, we exchanged numbers, and she has and I said, oh, that, don't even think of relationship now. Just help her understand that this habit is dangerous. It already is a red flag. And of course she wants to get married. She would think that by doing that, that she was trying to show him that, maybe she cares, or I miss you, or call me, or, you know, but it already shows a failure of our ability to control our own, ourself and the atmosphere around her and the reality she's working in. She was not in charge. The gadget has taken over. And I see this trend in so many people who cannot do 2 minutes without their phone. Some people, if they forget their phone, apart from business, I'm not talking, oh, somebody has a call coming. So there are some people, there is no business coming in on their phone. They're just addicted to that thing. Addicted in such a way that when they are not with their phone, it feels as if their life has been taken away from them. They feel this attachment. You have to wean yourself off it. You have to learn to reprogram yourself in such a manner that you are not controlled by things that are supposed to make your life better. There are a lot of psychological issues that are developed as a result of this absolute dependence on phones. You see a couple having dinner, and the man is on his phone, the woman is on her phone, they are sitting opposite each other, but they are never further apart. All the usual connections that we do, eye connection, facial gestures, body language, those things that help us to understand our partners better, they've been gradually eroded to the point where basically we prefer to talk with people on the phone. In fact, some of us flow better when the connection is on the phone than when it is face to face. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget that you are not of this world. And don't forget that you are the greatest creation of all. Whatever you give the opportunity to rule over, you will. Whatever you give the opportunity to rule over, you will. So don't give the devil a chance by becoming addicted to these gadgets. A good relationship in its reality is one that is cultivated, that is built on trust, mutual respect, care, love, a strong bond. All these things you do not need a phone for. If you take a long walk in the evening, if we have sincere conversations, if we can tell each other the truth without holding back and without it being harsh, unduly harsh and unnecessary, and sit down together and laugh over issues, you see that it will strengthen the bond of relationship. And this relationship I'm talking about is friendship or even courtship or marital. You must learn to do away with your phones as a couple. There are some people, they can't even sleep. Their phone has to be under the pillow or by the side. You need, sincerely, you need to break the hold of the telephone or your destiny or your life. Apart from the job it is doing and the fact that we have been so programmed to have it, because the world is a digital world now, and if you don't have a phone, you are not connected. I understand that. It basically makes us an extension of the digital world, that our phone. I understand that. It has its functionalities. I understand that. It has a lot of advantages. Yes. However, we are greater than that. You should use it the way you should. And what you need to do without it, for God's sake, please do so. Learn to shut your eyes and sleep. And wake up without the aid of your phone. Learn to allow your body breathe without depending on the phone all the time. It will really help you to do this. You can do researches on it. You can read up on it. You will see that it has its advantages, so many. Depending on it also has its disadvantages. If we are going to be sincere with ourselves, our relationship with Jesus is a very good example of what it takes to truly love, to love each other or one another in such a manner that we have control. So Jesus could have, God could have made us robots. He didn't. He wanted us to have control. In that control must be a willingness to want to serve Him. If we choose not to, it is still fine. But there is a willingness. There has to be a willingness to want to serve. This is important. If you find yourself in a relationship and you realize that you do not have any form of control, either with a machine or with a human being, that is a toxic relationship. A relationship where your own thoughts, your own, the things you are supposed to do, you cannot do it simply because you have outsourced your control to something or to somebody else. So that when you are thinking, you have to, you know, you have to think the way, you have to think in such a way that your consistent thought is as if you cannot do without. Then you know that that is a bad relationship. Your relationship with your gadgets, as well as people, can be toxic if there is no control. If a phone is filling over your life, your relationship with your phone is toxic. If a friend is filling over your life, your relationship with the friend is also toxic. This is very important. You have to note it. It is supposed to be like David and Jonathan's relationship, like Jesus and the church's relationship. You will see that in that relationship, there is room for David to say, I want to hide in a field. Help me find out if your father wants to kill me or not. Right? Yeah. And Jonathan went, and even though he found out that Saul wanted to kill David, Jonathan came back and followed their agreed protocol to tell David, to signal to David that you are in danger. That is a good relationship. One that puts each other's welfare above every other thing. But if a relationship is such that, like Saul and David, that it is only what Saul wanted that mattered, David was irrelevant in the scheme of things. In Saul's eye, David was just a tool that he was using to fight and win against the Philistine and bolster his position as king. In that regard, David was to him a nobody. If your phone becomes solved to you, that you cannot do without it, but it can do without you. You see the logic now? Your phone can do without you, but you cannot do without your phone. That's a toxic relationship. That kind of relationship is not good. You should begin to wean yourself off such a relationship. Your dependence on things, you have to bring it down. You have to rethink it. You have to have times when you say, okay, let me put the phone aside for 2 hours. I want to take a walk. Some of us, even if we are taking a walk, we still use the phone to play music. They did the phone in such a way that it is so indispensable. And many of us have accepted that, but you need to have some me time, some time away from it, where you can begin to listen to God. A young man came to see me yesterday, and I find it puzzling that this young man seems to be full of the Holy Spirit. He's a Christian, and I believe him. Don't let me use your claim. He is a Christian. He said God has called him into ministry. I also believe him. But in order for him to hear from God, he plays messages on YouTube. While playing messages on YouTube, messages of several pastors, not one. While playing messages, he will play messages with 2, 3, 4 hours. After playing the messages, he will shut it down. He will now close his eyes. He will now try to recall some of the words he heard. He will now put them together. He will now say, God has said this and this and that to him. As a result of that, he was working somewhere. He said, God told him to leave his job. So when he said God told him to leave his job, God told him not to do anything. God told him this, God told him that. And I said, I don't understand. If God told you all these things, God told you all these things, why are you now lamenting? Why are you complaining? Because if God told me to do something and I'm obeying God, then I shouldn't have to complain. I'm obeying God, and so I should be happy with what I'm doing. He now said, but it's giving him mental problem. I said, I don't understand what is giving him mental problem. Why are you having mental problem over an instruction of God that you are following? How do you hear from God? How do you hear, right? And then he told me his process. I was shocked. There is no substitute for your Bible. Even though your Bible is on your phone, also have the one that is not on the phone. Begin to read your Bible. The one on the phone is fine. Audio Bible is fine. But you know yourself, you know your strength, you know your weaknesses. This young man had developed a mental problem, but he didn't know it. All the assumptions he had that God was speaking to him wasn't God. It was a totally different spirit that he had come to cling to as the Holy Spirit that was talking to him. And that spirit was using the phone, the YouTube, whatever, as a channel through which it was controlling his life, pushing him to make decisions that would basically destroy him. And he started making concrete decisions off that had already led his life down the line it is now. That shows you some of the great dangers that one can find himself in if one does not control these things. Please. It is not everybody that can happen to. Some of us have stronger mental fortitude than others. You know, the way some people are prone to depression and some are not. So not everybody falls into depression. There are some people, no matter what happens to them, they will not be depressed. And there are some people, a little thing like this, they will find themselves in it. But to thyself, you have to be true. In all, you should know that overtly depending on anything is bad. Depending on anything, like becoming addicted to anything, it is not acceptable to a Christian. If there is anyone or any entity one should be addicted to, it should be the Lord, the Holy Spirit, your walk with the Lord, your dedication and devotion to God. Those are worth it. That's worth it. Because at the end of the day, you have to realize that anything that was made that you become overly dependent upon, you are a slave to that thing. It's as simple as that. That thing will roll over you. That thing would choke your life. And you should not allow it. Of course, because of the kind of ministry we run, I have gadgets. We're almost always online. Messages coming on my gadgets. Prayer requests. Calls, all forms of communications, reports. It is expected that my phone should be charged so that I can communicate with all the people I need to communicate with on time and in time. At the same time, I've learned how to put the phone aside and talk to the Lord. I've learned how not to allow the phone take away sleep from my eyes. I've learned how to shut down, how to basically just help myself. I've learned it. I've realized that if you go by the pace of the phone, you will burn out. The battery will die and you will charge it, it will come back up, or it will get spoiled and you just move on to another device. But there's a substitute for you. When you burn out, you cannot produce your best. You will not be refreshed. You will not have new instructions. You will not be able to talk to the Holy Spirit the way you know. You'll be doing functional Christianity. You will notice that the bread you are serving others is no longer fresh. You will notice that sometimes some of you to sit down and hear from the Lord and teach as you hear from the Lord, you just find it so easy to just go on a place like YouTube, listen to one preacher, copy some points of what they have said, and then come and regurgitate it. Therefore, it's just a mental, you are just practicing some mental kind of Christianity. There is no base, there is no touch, there is no originality. Before you know it, your service and your worship becomes plastic. And once that sets in, you are basically no longer worshiping God. Because one of the criteria that is expected for every believer to worship God with is that we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not in mental capacity. Spirit, meaning your being, your the essence of you, your rock. You have to worship the Lord in spirit. Your phone does not connect you to your spirit. It can connect you to service like it's doing today, in what I'm doing now. Most of us are connected with our phones. So it can connect you to fellowship in this sense. But your true fellowship is not in your phone. Your fellowship is of the heart and it's of the spirit. So please, I want you to take this admonition very seriously and begin to work on it. If you know you are very, very dependent on your phone, begin to strip it of its power over you, over your consciousness. Allow people to pray. You are dating somebody or you are married to somebody. When they go to work, let them be. If they have any emergency, they will reach out to you. When they leave work, they will come home. There's no need for you to allow your phone to ruin your good relationships. There's no need for you to be checking people's phones, trying to look for messages that will only make you unhappy. There's no need for you to I've tried several times. I remember I told a lady that, why are you checking your husband's phone? She said, why should I not? She even felt it was the very right thing to do. It is wrong. Not that your husband is cheating or you are cheating, but just it is only wise to just allow yourself not depend on these things. You should be able to know your own selves, your own partner. You should be able to know each other, talk to each other outside of the phone. Otherwise, the man you are talking to is a stranger to you. If it is in his phone that you are looking for information to determine whether he loves you or he doesn't love you, whether he has somebody else somewhere or he doesn't, if it is in the woman's phone that you want to determine whether she is faithful or not, then that already shows you that the person is a stranger to you. Because if really the person is not a stranger, when there was no phone, people were communicating. They were falling in love. They were understanding each other. They were bonding without a phone. And many of their relationships are far better, richer than the ones that we have nowadays, which are all plastic and most of the time based on deceit or necessity. If you would allow us to do things properly, the right way, talk to each other, understand each other, bond with each other, you will see how fruitful that relationship will be, how it will abound in grace, because it is two people connecting and not through a medium. Your phone is a medium. So you can connect through the phone and continue to hold your relationships through the phone and be assessing your relationships through the phone. Or you can connect one to the other in your soul, in your body, in your spirit, without any medium. In such a way that if something is wrong with a partner somewhere, the other partner will sense it in his spirit. I've seen this several times, that a mother will know if her baby is crying, for example. Baby does not need phone. The mother will be in the market. Baby mother will say, my baby is crying. Because they are connected, but they are not connected to a phone. So nobody sent a voice note of somebody crying. This connection that we have with each other, that way, we should go back to it as couples, especially married ones. We should go back to that connection in which you will innately, instinctively know what is going on with your partner. When it comes home to say, this happened at work today, you will say, around what time? 2 o'clock. Yeah. At that time, I just started praying for you because I felt something, you will then know that this couple bonded the way they should bond. But I checked my phone, you didn't, that is not it. We should do better. As I round this off today, on March the 17th, we will be at VGC. If any of you had seen what happened yesterday in Lagos during our meeting, you will know that it is not an event that should be missed. We are having the river at BGC. The posters are out already. So everybody should tell them that the river is happening and all of us will be there. I pray for you this morning by the hand of the Lord that is upon you, is opening your eyes to see abounding relationships and to dwell in them, and cutting you away from things that will make your relationships go sour. I declare that in any way that you have found yourself in any toxic relationship, the Lord heals you of it and the Lord removes you from it. Thank you, Father, for it is done. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content.